Well, good morning. It's a real pleasure to be here for this special occasion for Andrew, Denise, Ellen, Sam and Jack, and for the church here at Seer Green. And on behalf of the Central Baptist Association, I bring warm greetings. My colleague Colin Pye would love to have been here today, but he's unable, and he sends his best wishes to you as well. All inductions, we're in the season of inductions. I did an induction yesterday, I did an induction last Saturday, and I'm doing an induction next Saturday. This is the season of inductions. All inductions are special occasions, and it's a privilege to be present at the beginning of a new chapter in a church's story. But I'm struck by how no induction is the same. They're similar, they have the same basic ingredients. But the stories of how a minister and church come together, the stories, they're different. And a large part of that is because, I'm picking up on what Chris has been saying, is that what we're doing today isn't just about a minister and church coming to a decision and making a contract. That's not what this is about. Today is about the result of God bringing minister and church together and making a covenant. And in all of that, God never repeats himself, as we'll hear in a few moments, in your experience as Seer Green Baptist Church and in Andrew's experience. You, the members of Seer Green Baptist Church, have called Andrew to be your pastor. And believing this call to be of God, he has accepted and comes now to be inducted into this office. At this significant time in the life of both church and minister, I invite all of you to renew your commitment to Christ and this church, as together you share in God's mission of saving love to the world. And in that last song, that's what we've done. We've renewed our commitment. We're going to hear briefly, and those are Andrew's words when he was putting this service together, we're going to hear briefly how God has led both church and minister to issue and accept the call. And Tim, I think you're going to begin, and then Andrew, you're going to respond.
I think the word briefly was directed to me. Actually, how did we come to call Andrew? We didn't. God did. It is that simple, but it's not. We were 18 months ago, 2 years ago, not in a particularly good place. And isn't God great? Isn't he great? The search procedure, having come from quite an involved recruitment and interview and training background within the police service, the Baptist Church selection procedure is very different. And having seen so many of the prospective pastor's CV pass in front of us as a selection committee, we got a little tired. And some shone on paper, and when we met them, the light went out. Others on paper, we could actually read between the lines, and when we met them, and it's rather like buying a house, there's always a compromise. The hall isn't quite big enough, or there are not enough bedrooms, or we could actually do a bit of extending. When you're dealing with the Holy Spirit, you have to trust that he will get it right. It was February of this year, I think, we got in to be a CV plopped in our little pile, and it shone on paper. And yesterday at our leaders' meeting, we had a discussion about a previous pastor being too good for this church. And that, to be frank, was, why is this man coming here? Why, you know, and to exactly which has been said before, how it happened is just God working. And when we met, and I can remember we were sitting having our discussion, and I asked him a question, how would you describe your style of leadership? And he's going to get either the name Bill or Ben. Because he said, I'm like a flower pot. And he said, I create an environment that encourages growth. I protect, I nurture, I look after, but I make you do the work. And then I said, another question was in relation to coming here, because he had not put a small, ruralish church on his list of prospective places. And it seems that God had other ideas. And the other anecdote, I suppose, was it's a little bit of a God moment. Yesterday when we met, we were discussing, if you like, the sort of teaching he wants to do, and to go back to basics, and one of them was, who do you say I am? And as we came to church today, my wife, who was completely unaware of this meeting and what happened because she put the poster up on Thursday, the poster at the end of the door says, at the end of the path says, who do you think I am? So God did the choosing. We just did the administration. And praise God for it.
Thank you, Tim. So I want to share from my perspective. In January 2015, Denise and I just began to feel that it might be time for us to be moving on from where we were in Minehead. And we agreed together that we needed to hold on lightly to that which God had given us in order that we would not miss the call of God. In September, as part of that process, I applied for a job. I applied to be the warden of the Lee Abbey community in North Devon. And Shortlisted, thank you, just to two people, and they offered it to the other person. It is possible to make mistakes, but we absolutely trust that God was leading and guiding and had other plans. In January, that was in the autumn last year, in January this year, Denise and I still felt that it might be time to move on and that God was digging us, was loosening the roots, as it were. And I was encouraged to put my name forward onto the list of ministers who might be looking for a church. A number of churches contacted me, but I agreed to speak to two churches. One of them was a very large church, 250 members, 5 paid staff, etc., all singing, all dancing, and the other was Seer Green.
We can whistle a bit.
And I rang Jeff and said, I asked him the question, why has my name been put forward? This was not in the thinking. This was not in the plan. And Jeff said to me, well, it was felt that I perhaps had some of the experience and gifts and skills that a church like Seer Green was looking for. So I thanked him. I could extend this, but I won't. I'll save that for another time, except to say that as part of my preparation for my interview with Lee Abbey, I had studied and read lots of reports about the ministry of the small rural church. And so it was, in another way, it was no surprise that my name had come forward here. So Denise and I went to speak to this other church 1 week, and we had a lovely time with the leadership team. We'd explained that we were coming to Seer Green the week later, and that we would let them know after that. It was a very pleasant time. We came to Seer Green, we met with the leadership team in the lounge just through there. And on the way home, Denise and I looked at each other and we talked. And we almost had a sense of, wow, there was a real testimony of the Holy Spirit, a real witness of the Holy Spirit, that this was something that we should investigate and that we should look at. Now, I love my wife dearly, but she says to me, no buts, except, but she says to me, Andy, sometimes I say to people, amen? And she says, you need to give me 2 or 3 days to respond to that. She takes her time. She needs to think things through. So it was quite a wonderful thing for us at that point, on the way home from our first meeting, to be able to say together, wow, there was something there of the Holy Spirit that we need to investigate further. And I'm tremendously grateful for that. And listening to what Chris has been saying, because I think it's fair to say that actually the rest of the process was a delight. It was a delight to meet with the leadership team. It was a delight to communicate regularly with David. I haven't yet dreamt about him, but it was a delight. But I have to say, the process for us did have its ups and downs. And I was reminded only yesterday, I don't think I've even told David this, that as I was going through my See a Green file and getting rid of certain stuff that was now past date, and I only just remembered that there was an occasion, David, when I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I wrote you a long email explaining why I was pulling out of the process. Did I tell you that? But yeah, I haven't told you. And so it was because of that witness of the Holy Spirit at the very beginning that Denise and I, despite that, determined that we should continue the process, that there was something here, that God would reveal his purpose in it all. And we're very glad that we did, because right up to the line, right up to the last time I preached here, we were not sure. We were still seeking God's will. But in the 1 or 2 days that followed our last time together, God woke us up and assured us together that this was where God was calling us. And so we're very glad to be here. We're extremely grateful for the lovely the welcome that we have received. And we can say with absolute certainty that we believe this is where God has called us, through that circuitous route, where he's called us to be at this time. I do want to thank Denise. She's been an amazing support to me and the family too. They're absolutely wonderful. Even when with Sam in Tanzania in Africa, throughout this process, being very supportive on the end of the phone. So I'm tremendously grateful for Denise and the family and their support. I do want to thank everybody here for the warm welcome. We've received such a lovely warm welcome, an enthusiastic welcome. Thank you so much for that. Thank you to the leadership team. It's been great to meet with you. Church, you have, you know, you've got a lovely bunch of people there, and they've served you well, and I'm very grateful to them. As I said at Deacon's meeting yesterday, though, I reserve a particular thanks to David and to Linda, because David has contacted me regularly. He's spoken to me every week. He's sent me update emails. And, you know, he's just been absolutely fantastic. So should we give them also at this point a very big thank you? And I'll just finish. I know time's running on. I'll just finish by saying I want to say a big thank you to Chris, because I know, and I'm beginning to know, actually, in some ways, how low the church got and how blessed they have been through your ministry. You have done a rebuilding, an encouraging, a strengthening, a re-envisioning, a healing work in this congregation. And I think we as a family here, we owe you a great debt of thanks. So we say again to Chris, to God be the glory. And what that tells me is exactly what Chris was preaching about, is that God has not finished yet with See a Green Baptist Church. It absolutely assures me that he has still got work for us to do. He is giving us another chance. He's got work for us to do. We have to believe, and I do believe, that the best is yet to come. We have to believe that. I said that to the deacons yesterday, and I used it many times at Minehead Baptist Church. We have to believe that the best is yet to come. If we don't, let's pack up and go home. But we have to believe that the best is yet to come. We have to give ourselves to him and to each other. We have to trust him and follow him with faith and courage. We must learn again to pray. We must be faithful to his word and remain completely open to the Holy Spirit. And he will do it. He will transform us. He will bless us and make us a blessing. He will make us fruitful again. And through us, he will glorify his name. For God has said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Amen.
We come to confess faith and promise faithfulness. And I'm going to ask some questions of Andrew, first of all. All Christians are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ and to follow in his way. Andrew, as a Christian minister, you are first a disciple of Jesus. And so I ask you to affirm afresh your faith and trust in God, a faith which you have already confessed in baptism. Do you believe in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you confess Jesus Christ as Saviour and Lord?
I do.
You've been called to be the pastor of this church and congregation. Do you accept the charge from Jesus to care for his people with diligence and compassion? Will you care for the weak? Bring Christ's healing to the brokenhearted. Lift up the downcast and pray regularly for those committed to your care.
Yes, I will.
Will you equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ? Will you lead and enable God's people in their mission to the world, seeking God's kingdom, proclaiming the gospel in word and deed, and seeking to make Christ known in every way?
Yes, I will.
Will you make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace? By your example, will you lead this church in all godly living and devotion to Christ through prayer and the reading of Scripture?
Yes, I will.
Will you be faithful in the leading of worship, in presiding at the table of the Lord, and in preaching the Word of God?
Yes, I will.
I invite the members of this church to stand, if you're able.
Well, those who worship here regularly.
Those who worship regularly, thank
yeah,
you.
Worship yes. here regularly, yeah.
My sisters and brothers, a new chapter in the life of this church is open today. I invite you now to renew your commitment to Christ and this church. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you confess Jesus Christ as Saviour and Lord?
We do.
Do you accept and welcome Andrew as your minister? And do you promise to honour and support him with your love and prayers, working with him in your shared calling to witness to Christ in this place?
We do.
And would the whole congregation stand if you're able? As representatives of the wider church and community, will you offer your support at this new beginning in the life of church and minister? And will you join in praying for them all?
We will.
Andrew, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Baptist Union of Great Britain, and on behalf of this church, I declare you inducted to the pastorate of this church and congregation. As you lead the people of God and care for them, as you serve and pray for this community, may the Lord richly bless and sustain you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's welcome Andrew. Please please sit down. And those who are coming out to pray and lay hands on Andrew, please will you do so now. I think, David, right, will you join us? And also...
Martin.
Okay. And also Chris. Chris, will you come and join us as well?
I hope this is just possible, just to share just a brief word. I know time is running out, but I just felt, Andrew, a word for you from Joshua, which was so familiar.
Yeah.
But first of all, I bring greetings from Minehead Baptist Church. They'll be praying at this very moment for you as a congregation, for you, Andrew and Denise and the family. And the church secretary asked me to bring greetings and love from the church as they're going to be missing you. We're going to be missing you so much. But I do say with all sincerity that our loss is your rich, rich gain. And we believe that you're going to be richly blessed as a church, and you and the family together in these days ahead. And let me just share a word, Andrew, if I may, from Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. God says to Joshua, "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to your forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from the right or to the left or the right, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate it as you do, and you've taught us to do, and encouraged us to do in the church, day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prospered. Then, church, you will be prospered and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous." And then a word, I think, possibly for the whole church. It says this. This is the next day. The ark is about to go over the Jordan. And it says, Joshua gives these words. "When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests who are Levites carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the ark. Do not go near it." I know Andrew will encourage you to keep your eyes on Jesus. He encouraged us so much, and we greatly thank you, Andrew, for that, and leading us, you know, to follow him, to keep our eyes on Jesus. So can I just pray? Yeah. Is it all right to pray? Yeah.
Father, we're grateful for your calling on our lives. Yeah. Lord, right from the start, it was by grace.
Yes.
That you called us to be your children and to follow you. We want to say thank you, Lord, that it's all acts of grace and mercy towards us. We thank you, Lord, for the way that you've brought Andrew here to be part of this church. And Lord, we want to pray, Father, that as we believe this is within your purposes and will, we want to pray now, Lord, for your equipping for this man. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bless him. Thank you for the gifts and abilities you've already given him, but we pray that, again, breathe on these gifts, Lord, by your Spirit, and bring them to life again for this new season, Lord. We pray that he'll have a renewed sense of your call and your blessing on him. And we ask you, Father, that it will bear fruit, Lord, in the lives of the congregation and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that just as you have blessed Andrew in Minehead, that you would bless him here.
Yes.
That where just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
Yes.
Father, we look to you in your faithfulness, covenant-keeping, wonderful, loving God, that you would be with Andrew.
just as he's been with us. Lord, and lead him on. Lead this congregation on together into all that you have for them. They have not been this way before, but you, Father, are going before them. And we thank you with all our heart now and praise you and commit Andrew, Denise, and the family to you and this whole congregation in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God of love, we thank you for that prayer of Jesus that they all might be one. We give you thanks for that and for how you call all Christians to work together for the sake of your kingdom. We pray, Lord, now as Christians from various places represented today, that you would renew us and your spirit would inspire us to build your kingdom, both here in Seer Green and across our country. We pray that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus, I'm reminded of lyrics to a song that say, greater things are yet to come, greater things are still to be done in this city, in this village, Lord God. And I thank you for all the opportunities that you put in front of us. And I pray that you will give each one of us here, and Andrew and Denise, that ability to be brave and courageous, remembering that you will never leave or forsake us. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, I pray through the power of the Holy Spirit, keep our eyes fixed on Jesus,
Amen.
Each of us,
yes,
so that we might see when your ark starts to move, we might see the direction that you're leading, Lord.
Yeah.
And just pray through the Holy Spirit, you'll give us courage and wisdom and discernment, Lord, that we might follow and that we might do your will in this place, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 And they have a real sense that there's just so many answered prayers coming together this morning, Lord, that the faithful of this church have been praying so long and so hard for so many things. And as I stepped through the church this morning, I felt the Lord just say that that time of waiting is over as build, plan, prepare, rewire, paint, to get ready, that time of waiting is over, and to just step forward into that hiatus is over, that now is the time to really get on and follow that arc out. And the confidence in that, to do that, that you and the leadership team, as you plan, as you look forward, that confidence that time is over. I had a picture of a snooker table and I almost felt like he'd been snookered for a while, and the Lord is just saying that time is over and the score is 365. It's every day of the year. It's just moving on for that. So confidence to plan and prepare that time is over. And Lord, I just pray for Andy and the leadership team, Lord, that you give them faith in that, Lord, that as they step out, as they plan, prepare, you would clearly show them where you are leading, Lord. Bless them with the power of your spirit as they move forward, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
So, Lord, send your spirit, we pray, that Andrew may be empowered for service and formed in the likeness of Jesus. Guide and direct him as he seeks to lead and serve your people. Give him the gift of wisdom for teaching the mind of Christ, and guide his steps that others might be led in the way of Christ. Grant to Andrew, we pray, an abiding sense of your presence, and fill him with the love of Christ, that he may be his true disciple.
Yes.
For we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.